Hey everyone, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. I am up kind of early today because it is my man-child, my youngest child, my son. It is his birthday today, his golden birthday. He is 19 years old today. And when I introduced him to people, I said, "This is my baby." And the reply usually is, "My, what a really big baby." He is 6'2", 200 pounds, with a size 14 shoe. So we can't just go to the mall and buy him shoes off the rack. It just doesn't work that way. We have to order them. And it's very difficult to find him pants and clothes that fit because I basically, you know, call him a knuckle dragger because his arms are very long and he's very, he's not heavy in any way. He's thin. And I got him, besides the tattoo, I bought him a George Carlin book. I forgot the title of it, but it's very, very thick, and because he loves George Carlin. And Twizzlers, they're red licorice, and some chocolate chip Oreo cookies. So that's what I got him. And tonight he will be going to my mother's for the birthday party that my mother is going to give him. And my daughter will be there and my grandson. And I forgot a couple other people that that lives at the high rise that my mother lives at that my son knows. And he kind of helps the senior ladies over there, you know, if they need stuff hung on their wall or, you know, little maintenance things. And they just all adore him. And he just loves the fact that they all adore him. And, oh my goodness, I forgot to make the lemon bars. I'll have to do that later today. That's one of his favorites. Instead of a cake, I'm making him lemon bars. So, yeah, and that's it. My youngest child is 19. I never would have thought. He was a very sensitive little boy, very emotional when he was younger. Kind of shy. He was a Boy Scout. I felt bad. He was the child that I had to always had to tag along with his sister to do things because I just didn't leave him at home. And so he was involved with a lot of things, from Girl Scouts to band. Yeah, he was in band. He plays saxophone, very artistic. What else? He's very funny, very sarcastic, witty. He loves politics. He will discuss politics before he'll discuss sports. He does not like sports. He was training for a while with jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai and grappling. And he just didn't, he said he just wasn't aggressive enough to do that, so he kind of quit, but he still works out. So I'm trying to think what else. I think that's it. So I'm gonna probably get ready for work, get to go to lunch, Cracker Barrel with the Red Hat ladies today. Yay!